Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 8, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Why am I on reserve? This question is one that has been a persistent question of flight attendants for as long as the reserve position has existed in the airline industry. With time, attrition, and hiring, our reserve obligation changes, and because of this, we want to share with you a comprehensive review of our contractual reserve system. To answer this question, as well as others, we have put together an informational article illustrating the dynamic principles within our reserve system. In this article, we explain, using the SFO flight attendant domicile as an example. To review the entire article, please visit our website. As we reported in Dear AFA on March 20, 2013, a problem was identified with Unimatic failing to update IDs where the last segment of the ID contains a deadhead segment on United Express, UAX. The company assured us the problem was resolved. Recently, a few recurrences of these issues have been reported. We are discussing the issue with the company and will give you an update when the problem is identified and a resolution is proposed. Until this issue is completely resolved, we remind you to double-check your DFAPs and IDs to ensure that they have been updated with the correct departure and arrival times for the United Express flight segments. Review your ID with United's actual flight schedules. If you notice this has not been recorded correctly in your ID, call crew scheduling to ensure your ID is corrected with the actual flight times and send a copy to your local council. As we approach the 13th remembrance of September 11th, many of us will begin to plan how we'll recognize this day. How each of us honors the memory of that day may differ, but our care and commitment to one another is unwavering. Each day on the anniversary of September 11th, we publish a list of events taking place across the world on our MEC website. We encourage you to review the events of which we are aware in advance of the close of the September bids. We also ask that if you know of an event not currently on the list, that you send us a quick email with details to remembering911@unitedafa.org. The Hawaiian Islands have two major storms forecast for this week. On Friday at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Tropical Storm Isela and Hurricane Julio are moving in a west-northwest trajectory. The Tropical Storm Isela is currently creating strong winds and very heavy rain on the large island of Hawaii. Hurricane Julio has picked up speed and is currently a Category 3 hurricane, approximately 1,000 miles behind Isela. Julio is currently forecast to pass the Hawaiian Islands just to the north-northeast. Both of these storms may cause major delays in our system, and because of this, United has issued positive space travel for any flight attendant who is either based at Honolulu or commutes from the Hawaiian Islands. These options are available to any flight attendant who has a trip starting from the 6th and will remain in effect until August 9th. You will need to create your own PNR for your positive space travel. To have your PNR authorized by a supervisor, you should contact your domicile duty desk and provide your confirmation number. For additional information on how to list for positive space travel, go to United's Flying Together website, Travel, Information for All Coworkers, Travel Programs, Company Business, and scroll down to Access a Positive Space Travel Guide. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact your domicile supervisor. In early 2013, we announced the introduction of our own mobile app for the iPhone and Android operating systems. Since implemented in 2013, we have updated the app, and as we have announced, we plan to continue to offer our members a superior mobile application for our smartphones. Currently, from the AFA mobile app, you can file a report, view our contract, read and listen to Dear AFA, contact your local council, read our latest news, review cabin seat agreements, and view useful websites. As we continue to make changes, we invite you to visit the United AFA mobile app and our website for more updates. AFA also understands that not everyone may always have internet access when traveling around the world, and you may need a quick reference to some of the information on the United AFA website. Because of this, we have added some of the most viewed items from our website into a portable document format, PDF. These PDFs can be saved or downloaded directly to your phone's memory. Yesterday, our sisters and brothers at Spirit Airlines, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, reached a tentative agreement, a TA, with their management. This agreement, if ratified by the members, will include immediate economic improvements as well as the protections of their health care and quality of life provisions. This agreement was reached with the assistance of the National Mediation Board and will cover the 1,400 flight attendants at the airline. This TA, which follows an overwhelming rejection from an earlier offer by management, shows the members' solidarity in reaching an industry-leading contract. Joint negotiations with management will continue next week in Denver. Separately, our union local council and in-flight leadership will be attending additional training in Denver provided by the National Mediation Board. To receive the most up-to-date information regarding joint negotiations, sign up for the Our United newsletter at www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.